wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roll it.
Yeah.
Hold it now.
The word is paid to rock the nation. On the Tom Joyner Morning
paid.
Show. Roland.
Yes, sir.
I know, out of breath, had to run upstairs. We're watching you on CNN. Roland, you got to get to your next, to your number one job sooner than this, man.
Well, actually, I have five jobs, right?
Okay, but prioritize. Okay.
I do.
Yeah, prioritize.
I do. TV was my first job. No, actually, the college was my first job.
Let us not run through the order of importance.
Well, you know, look, black man does work. The black man does work. Had to deal with Mitt Romney, though, on the poor deal. We're going to get to that another day. But yesterday, just stunning, stunning news. I was on the plane in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, I'm sorry. And you see this TMZ note about Don Cornelius, and it was just shocking to see it. Then to hear self-inflicted gunshot wound. And so many people been commenting. It was crazy all on Twitter, social media. Just folks shocked. And so Terry Williams, uber publicist, sent me an email. She's known Don for so many years, and she joins us this morning. Terry, first of all, glad that you are here. So many people literally owe their career to him. As a publicist, though, what did it mean to get an artist on Soul Train?
It was really good morning, first of all, to you and to Tom. It meant everything. It was the shot that you needed to be able to get exposure. I think that
because there was no other outlet.
Because there was nothing, and I think
except Ebony and Jet magazine, that was the only national platform that artists could get exposure.
Well, that's for sure. And I think it points to the fact that, you know, Don really was a visionary. He was a strong and gifted brother, creative, and really became to be known to us as a legend, really because he dared to dream. And that's one of the things I think is just a lesson to all of us. You know, he saw a need, which is what all of us can do, see a need, you know, have the wits and the business savvy to really fill a void, and you can create all kinds of opportunities for people. And it wasn't easy for a black man. You know, it never is easy for a black man. I think it's one of the hardest jobs on the planet.
You talk about visionary. When Don Jackson, the producer, got the Trumpet Award, Don Cornelius introduced him. And it was hilarious because Don said, look, I thought Cornelius was out of his mind. This idea was not going to work whatsoever. He's like, I was proven wrong by that.
Well, yes, but see, and that's what I'm hoping, that people will really get from his life and his journey, that you can do anything that you want to do. Just dream it, conceive it, and act on it. I think the other thing that I would like for people to really take note of is that, you know, like all of us, and we got to not forget that, he, like all of us, human, flawed, complicated, impacted by the unresolved wounds and scars and pains that are passed on to us by our parents and our ancestors. And also, like most of us, he probably never really, really confronted or talked about some of the things that he went through to do what he did. Because it's not easy as a black man in America who had to fight. You all have to fight 10 times as hard as your white counterparts, you know, brothers are born, bred, raised to never let them see you sweat, suck it up, be a man, don't show your emotions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Terry Williams. And you know something about depression. And they said Don suffered from depression. He committed suicide in the end. And you've written a book about depression. What signs should we have seen in Don looking back, that he was this depressed?
Well, you know, the thing is, there are a whole host of, you know, symptoms. It's like if you're a person who is always too busy, you never, ever have the time to give yourself the care that you need. You're running from something. When you keep a lot of stuff inside of you, locked up inside of you, festering, if you don't talk about the disappointments, the hurts, the fears, the fact that you got to be 10 times better than other people, and you're afraid to express anger, or you express your anger in unhealthy ways because you don't have any other coping mechanisms, it makes it very difficult. If you have trouble concentrating on one thing, find yourself crying for no reason, those are all things. If you're not doing work that brings you joy,
right,
just working a gig just to you know, hold out for the paycheck. But there are
He was 75, Terry.
Yes.
And a lot of folks who are elderly are also going through that when they begin to have significant health crises. And he talked about that with several people. How do we deal with that when we have family members who are that age who don't like the health condition they are in and it might result in this? And so how do talk to the, us and when it comes to dealing with our elderly parents and aunts and uncles?
Well, you know, it is really, really, really important. And I had a situation like this with my mother a few years ago. I could tell that she was in a great deal of pain. And I just said, Ma, you know what? You really need to talk to somebody. It had something to do part of with our family unit. And she said, why? So I can hear how everything is my fault. No, Ma, you have been on the planet for a number of years, abandoned by your daddy, never got over it. When we do not talk about the things that have happened to us when we were younger, they make us ill. That much more ill because we hold it inside and we're not meant to do that. And those are the things. It's just to encourage your loved ones to go and talk to a professional. Friends are great to have, but it does not take the place of having a professional to walk you through, let you let out those things that happened to you when you were young. Maybe your spirit or your body was violated and you never ever talked about it. We have got to talk about what's going on inside of us.
Folks, that's Terry Williams, and again, the book that she wrote on the issue of depression, Black Pain. Terry, we certainly appreciate it, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with regards to Don Cornelius.
Thank you.